BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, we're on the Radio 1 breakfast show this week and next week because Grimmy's off, so you get this podcast well early. It's the Scott Mills Daily. On it, our new stat man, Craig. He's been spending an awful lot of time looking at Chris's Twitter. Also, Zane Lowe on the speech jammer. A little delay in his ears that makes him sound really weird in Texas. Scott versus Chris Challenge 1. Ordering food that's not on the menu. All included on this podcast.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Craig here from Portsmouth.
Morning, Craig from Portsmouth. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right. How can I help?
It was just about something you were saying on your normal show last week.
On 1 to 4 show?
Yeah, you're saying about how Chris always says everything's the best night of his life and everything's quality.
Yeah, he does do that. You do that.
Yeah, often they are the best nights of my life, Scott.
No, but it's like you can't have that many best nights of your life. Quality, that's another thing you say a lot. Quality night.
You brought this up, actually. I remember on the show when I said your tweets were quite boring because you were writing stuff about buying a lottery ticket and stuff like that.
No, I was writing about presenting the lottery. Oh, you thought it was about buying a ticket. Anyway, yes, Craig, what are you saying?
Well, I don't actually think Chris says that much that everything's quality, best night of his life, because I've tallied everything up. But he doesn't, because I made a tally.
What do you mean you made a tally?
Like, I went through your tweets, there's like 2 months worth. You've got thousands on there.
Craig, have you got a job?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah, I'm a plant boy at the local shop.
Okay.
I have to put all the plants away at the end of the day.
But you've got a lot of free time, obviously.
Yes.
Okay.
Hang on, let me get this right. So you've been going through all my old tweets?
Well, just the past 2 months. It took me ages.
Okay. And what are your findings?
Well, you say mate loads, like hundreds of times.
How many times?
Let me count. 20, 30, 45, 46.
46 times I say mate.
Yes.
Okay, what else?
Well, you've only said legendary 12 times, so that's not that bad.
It really has been counting. What else?
Quality. Even though he says it all the time, he's only said it 5 times.
Really?
I couldn't find any tweets saying it's the best night of your life. I only found one saying it was a great night, and that was only one, so you're
what
not
about,
doing too bad.
I've got another one you always say. What about Wicked?
Wicked, only twice.
Oh, I thought it would be more.
What? Sorry, how do you know that? You've genuinely written down all the words from my tweets.
Yeah, I have.
What about Lads? Is that on there?
Lads. Yeah, 7 times. Lads.
7. Lads. Anything else you found?
Is this an invasion of privacy?
No, it's out there. It's in the public eye. It's social media, so anyone can do what they want.
And you said 3 things were a great laugh.
A great laugh.
My old laugh.
Okay, cool.
I mean, I suppose all this is proven, though, Scott, is technically you're wrong.
I am.
I rarely say quality, and I rarely say it's been the best night of my life.
I know. That's what I'm trying to point out, because he's having a massive go at him, and he hasn't even done anything.
Well, cheers, mate. Thanks for stepping in for me.
Thanks for your help, Craig. How long did that take you going through all them?
Probably like half an hour.
I like you. You can be like the stats man now.
Really?
Yeah, I encourage you to go through Scott's tweets now.
That's what I'm doing right now.
No.
Okay, brilliant. Yeah, give us some stats from the last couple of months. That'd be good.
Alright, so I email them to you.
If you want.
Alright, I will do.
I've got another mate who is buzzing for everything.
Oh, really?
For tonight. Buzzing for home time. Buzzing for a cup of tea.
Buzzing for dinner.
Yeah. Buzzing for everything. All right, Craig. Speak to you soon then, and we'll get your findings.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott versus Chris.
Are you prepared for me to smash it?
That's kind of weird.
So, every day, we're going to do a different challenge on this show. There is a score chart, which it took somebody with a permanent marker flipping ages to do. It's at the back of the studio right now. Let's talk me through that writing at the top. It says Scott versus Chris. The Scott starts really big and then goes really small. And then the Chris starts really small and then goes into really big lettering. Is that on purpose?
I don't know. It's not very high budget, but it will do.
So we've got a score chart every day. And here is your first one for today on Scott versus Chris. We're doing it every day. It'll be something different. And it's about holding your nerve, really, and seeing how far you can go.
Challenge one.
To order things that were not on the menu in a cafe. So we went to a cafe the other day. We each taken in turns to order something. But none of those things are allowed to be on the menu. That's the rule. Not allowed to order anything that's on the menu already. If you do order something on the menu, or you get too embarrassed, or you can't think, or you order the same thing twice, or you get asked to leave, always possible, then you lose the challenge and the other person gets it.
This was a proper, normal, greasy spoon as well.
Yeah.
Must point it out.
Not fancy. Like, they, you know, got the sausage, they got the bacon, they got the eggs. That's about it. So we head in and we do the not on the menu challenge,
oh,
which
so
is
awkward.
Challenge one today. But who wins? Let's find out. It's really weird when you're trying to think of a food and you're staring at this menu and all you can see is like breakfast, hash browns, sausage, bacon, but you're trying to think of something else. It's really difficult.
I suppose now's the time for everyone out there to back who they want to win or who they think is going to win. Either me or you.
Me. Back me. Okay, here we go. So it's challenge one, the not on the menu challenge. We're sat in the cafe. We take it in turns to order something. Is she going to walk off? Is she going to rumble us? Are we going to bottle it and order something that's on the menu already because we panic, or we just get too embarrassed and have to go? Let's find out.
Who's going first? Should we toss a coin?
Yeah. I'm saying heads.
Tails it is. I'll go first.
Yeah.
Chris to serve.
Are you ready to order?
I'm ready. Do you do chopped liver?
No.
Can I have the tuna pizza?
No.
Can I get poached? Do you do squirrel?
I don't think that's on the menu.
Do you have the rabbit hot pot?
No, sorry.
Do you do blancmange?
We haven't got that as well.
Sorry. Do you have the melted antelope on a bed of couscous?
No, sorry, we haven't got that as well. Are you sure you're in the right place?
These aren't on the menu, no?
No, sorry, sir.
Okay.
Do you do the widgety grubs?
No, we don't, sorry.
Do you have the duck egg foie gras?
No, we haven't got.
Okay. I'm not sure. Do you do a hog roast?
No, we don't.
Do you have the the lambuna?
No, sir, sorry.
Do you do the all-day breakfast in a can?
We don't serve food in a can.
Sorry about this. Could I have the upside-down pudding?
I'm afraid no can do.
You don't have that, okay.
Do you do the... I can't think. I just can't think. Can I have a bolognese, please?
Is that spaghetti or penne, sir?
Spaghetti bolognese.
Spaghetti.
I'll use this one, right. Fine.
One spaghetti bolognese, please.
Right.
Right.
Right. Right. Right.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you.
Is there anything else?
No.
That's it, thanks.
Thank you very much.
Scott wins.
Yeah!
So annoying.
Ha! Spaghetti bolognese, you salad.
I just couldn't think of anything.
You did well. What, like, seriously, you've got to order normal food. We're going to get chucked out if you ask for squirrel.
I thought when you said lambuna, I remember sitting there thinking, that could be on the menu, you know? I thought I could have won at that point.
Because they do have, like, they have got a chicken curry. Close.
Some also questionable foods being brought. I mean, because I really struggled to think on the spot of stuff.
Why didn't you order a side, someone says.
Yeah.
Hash browns. Oh, they're on the menu. Okay, some interesting things there when you're having to think of the top of your head what food. Blancmange.
Yes, what is
really?
A blancmange? I don't even know what that is.
It's off of Nand, isn't it? I don't think it's still on, is it? It used to be like really bright pink, kind of almost like a jelly in its consistency, but not jelly. It's really hard to explain, blancmange.
Also, what was this thing you said? Upside down pudding?
Who? Off of school.
What's
that? What I used to make at school when I did. It's like a pudding, but it's made upside down. It's got like. Don't you have to put like. Isn't it like pineapple rings on it? Or
what?
Something?
I've never heard of this. Upside down pudding.
Look it up, it's amazing.
Anyway, look, you
very
won.
Very easy to make when you're 10.
First challenge.
I win.
I know.
There we are. So another challenge for you tomorrow, but can we just mark a big one next to my name on the scoreboard, please?
Yep.
Thank you.
I say the loser at the end of 2 weeks, there should be some kind of forfeit. We should think it up. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. I'm not keen.
Something good, though.
Okay.
All right.
Right, more tomorrow.
Scott versus Chris.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So you know Zane Lowe, normally on his show, he talks really fast. Here's an example.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is coming out as both a 7-inch and digitally on London-based New Music Club in early June, but right now your first taste, as far as most people listening to this radio show is concerned, of a band called Deep Sea Arcade. This is Lonely in Your Arms, it's next. Hype!
Exhausting.
Yes.
But will he still speak fast with a tiny, tiny delay in his ears? We played this before, between 1 and 4, you might not have heard it. Someone says, so is the delay on Speech Jammer your own voice through the headphones or their voice? No, what happens is we got Zane to make a call to somebody. We didn't tell him who it was until the phone started ringing, so he has no idea until right up to the wire. And the delay is in his headphones, so it messes with his own mind. The delay's in his ears. We just hear his weird voice because he's getting a strange 0.2-second delay. Just makes your voice go really strange. So, Zane, on the Speech Jammer, listen to this. Okay, Zane, your delay should be there in your headphones now.
Hi, Zane. It's Greg Cochran from NME. Are you ready for our interview?
Oh, my God. That's actually Ian Inventee.
Hey, Zane.
Greg, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Are you all right?
I'm good. I'm just a bit tired, emotional.
Tired and emotional. Yeah. Why so emotional?
Just been a big week.
Yeah, yeah. With all your Jay-Z stuff.
Yeah, with Jay-Z stuff.
How was so? Tell me about the interview you did with Jay-Z then.
A bit caught off guard here, Greg, because I didn't really know someone's going to the interview.
You weren't expecting to do an interview.
Nah.
You sound a bit. Are you just kind of slurring your words, Zane? Is everything all right?
That's a bit offensive. I'm not slurring my words.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It sounds a bit weird.
Tired.
Tired.
It's tired.
Okay. Isn't now a good time to still ask you about the Jay-Z stuff?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so tell me about the big interview you've done with Jay-Z. Then.
It was so great, and he was in a great mood, and we just had a good time. And he's a good guy.
Why did he go all Texas?
I don't know.
Why does the Speech Jammer make you go Texas?
That's a bit offensive. I'm not slurring my words.
I think it just makes you, like, you want to try and counteract it, don't you? And you just put on a funny voice.
It's really weird.
It's so weird.
I can't explain
like
it, but when you hear this delay in your headphones, it just makes your voice odd. Here's Zane trying to say, oh my God, that's actually you.
It's Greg Cochran from NME. Are you ready for our interview?
Oh my God, that's actually Ian Inventee.
That's Speech Jammer for, oh my God, that's actually you. And the phone call continues.
Greg, I gotta go. Because, look, you're right. I'm emotional right now. It's been a big week. And you're a good man, Greg Cochran.
Maybe have like a lie down or something, Zane. I don't know. You definitely don't sound too great.
I mean, don't patronize me, man. So I'm going to respectfully say goodbye, and I'll talk to you under different circumstances another time.
Yeah, let's have a chat another time, Zane. But like rest up. It sounds like
Shut up. Go away. please make it stop. Yeah, I'm done.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye.
He did really well on that. Lots of people hearing that for the first time. We've got some more plans for the speech jammer over this 2 weeks on the Radio Breakfast Show. Melissa says, I've never heard that before. Zane on speech delay is too funny. Danielle's loving it as well. New Jessie J track coming up. This is JT.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tomorrow we'll have another Scott versus Chris challenge, which I will be victorious in once again. Also, Chloe Moretz off of Kick-Ass from 8 o'clock and 9.30, Rizzle Kicks play Innuendo Bingo. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.